Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
No matter how you do it, winning is always going to be a lot more fun than losing. You know, the guys, we're having a great time. We're starting to really, I think, have more fun playing the game. I mean, get behind, come back, get behind again, get a lead back and hold it. That's what we've done in the past, and you know, it's great to see us do that again today.
Does the Orioles front office need to get blown away in order to trade Ryan O'Hearn at the deadline? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But that was Cade Povich, last night's starter, who went 5 1/3 innings, giving up 2 earned runs. And it's funny how, you know, now we're disappointed because he didn't have a quote-unquote quality start. By definition, no, it wasn't a quality start. But I'll take 5 1/3 innings, giving up 2 runs, over 6 innings, giving up 3 runs, which is also, by definition, a quality start. I'll take that any day. I thought Cade, I love the way he worked his way out of the jam in the 4th inning, Ed. The same jam he was just in recently against the St. Louis Cardinals, where he did not work himself out of. Mm-hmm. Last night, he minimized the damage, gave up the 1 run on a sac fly, and then got out of the inning on a double play. That's what you ask from young pitchers.
Yeah, it's exactly what you ask from young pitchers. And I assume you're talking more about the getting out from a position of a disadvantage, like when you work your way out of a jam, you know, because a lot of times you see, a young pitcher can be dominant, a la Dwight Gooden. But, right. You know, you want to see what the guy does when things aren't going well.
Yeah.
When, you know, his stuff isn't working and, you know, he just doesn't have it that night. He's got runners on base. How does he react? Yeah.
And we always talk about, you know, this great being able to win games as a pitcher, not having your best stuff. Anybody can win with the best stuff, but not having your best stuff and still being able to go 6-7 innings, that's what it's all about. And we'll see that. I'm hearing from more and more people inside of baseball how that whole innings pitch thing is starting to come back. Now front offices are beginning to want more innings out of their starters. It's becoming a thing now. And I was talking to somebody the other day. The only way you can get that is if you take max effort away from starters. Make max effort a thing of your bullpen. But you can't have max effort on every pitch if you want guys to go 6-7 innings.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't. And you're right. Out of the bullpen, I don't mind at all. Because if you're going to come in and knock down 3, good. Give it everything you got, man. But you can't do that for 7 innings. So, yeah, I'm with you.
And I love the way that's starting to come back. Did you see? Probably not, because you don't really follow too much stuff on social media. Will Clark did a podcast the other day. I don't know if it's the other day. I saw it the other day. And they asked him about modern-day hitting. Mm-hmm. And Will was talking about how how the guys nowadays, they say it's okay to strike out, which is, for him, he thinks is the worst thing you can do. And he talked about how with hitting now, the launch angles makes it tougher to get solid contact. He said, in the way hitting used to be, the way I learned, the way you learned, was you come straight on a straight plane with the ball and make contact.
Yep.
Now, if that ball is in your sweet spot, naturally, you'll finish that swing with an uppercut because that's your sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your body automatically responds to that. But efforting to get under the ball, even if you hit the ball solid, the ball could still go up in the air because you may hit the ball solid underneath the ball. So now you hit a solid pop-up. See, that's why so many pop-ups now go beyond the rim of the stadium, because you hit it solid,
mm-hmm.
just hit it solid straight up. He was saying how basically this is idiotic and stupid.
What is changing it because of launch angle?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He says idiotic and it's stupid. And you're starting to hear more and more players, not just old-timers, because I mean, you could easily call Will Clark the get-off-my-lawn guy. But you're starting to hear current players now get away from the whole exit velocity thing. Not only in words, but also in effort. You saw Allie Rutschman yesterday, a couple of foul balls that he was basically pointing to left field from a left-handed batter's box. Basically trying to guide the ball to the left side of the plate, a left side of the field, which takes a lot of velocity off the ball. So I think you start to get guys kind of go use the analytics along with some common sense, because you have to use both.
You do, actually. And I kind of agree with him, because I think when you start to change because you want to fit or adjust to the new, you know, analytics, I think it can really affect you badly. Because if you started talking about, you know, you taught to hit on a plane. I was taught to swing the bat straight out, you know, hit the ball. And not to swing upward, because it's an awkward way to swing, and you're going to hit the pop up the ball and things like that. Now you're trying to do this. I just think, you know how hard it is. You talk about having holes in the guy's swings. You're creating holes in swings if you try to do this. And I think that's why some of these guys are struggling.
You swing a bat long enough, you know what your happy zone is. When
yes.
I was playing, I knew from my sternum to my belt was my happy zone. If anything was within that area, my swing naturally was going to come. It was going to come level, but I was going to finish on the uppercut after contact at level, because that's how my body naturally reacts to anything in that area. That's your happy spot.
Mm-hmm.
Anything lower than that, I'm not swinging upward. Anything higher than that, I'm not swinging upward. If I get one round letter high, I swing upward. That's a pop-up. But anything from my sternum to my belt is going to come. My recoil was going to automatically end up going upward. That's when I'm launching the ball. Now you got guys with balls below the belt, and they're coming with that upward swing. And that's where the pop-ups are coming, or your spin, you're hitting the top. It's like golf. If you come over that uppercut swing while that ball is just laying there doing nothing,
yeah.
You're probably going to hit the top of it.
Yeah, instead of letting the club do the work, you try
exactly.
to compensate. Yes.
And that's what's going on a lot in this game. I am not the guy that's dogging analytics. I love analytics. The things that I'm finding out about baseball are brilliant. I love it. But I just don't want these young kids to get so analytical about the game that they don't learn the game. Learn the game, use the numbers. Don't just learn the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the game,
yeah.
Use the numbers. The numbers are very important. Jim Traber joins us at 9:30. I almost said Jim Traber. Jim Traber joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, Ron O'Hearn is the one name every major publication is listed as the Orioles trade candidate. If you're Mike Elias, do you need to be blown away with a trade package? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Audubon's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, the one mainstay for the Orioles offense this year has been Ryan O'Hearn. Cedric Mullins started off hot and cooled off considerably, and now he's hurt. But Ryan O'Hearn all year long has been steady Eddie for the Baltimore Orioles. He's been exactly what they needed offensively, at times defensively. Made a great play in the outfield just last week. I think it was Sunday. He's done a little bit of it all. You look at his numbers right now, and they're unbelievable for a guy that was brought here for cash considerations. He's batting He's batting .328. He has an on-base percentage of .415, slugging of .525, and an OPS of .940. Yeah. He is on fire right now. Nine home runs.
He is on fire for sure.
23 RBI, 18 doubles. If you are in the Orioles front office, Mike Elias, do you have to get blown away for a trade for him?
For O'Hearn, you mean? To get blown away? You'd have to come away with a nice haul because he's, you know, he's having an all-star year. If you want somebody, say, you know, you're in the pennant race, you've got a legit chance at going to the World Series, and you need this guy, yeah. I think you could strong arm people into giving you a nice bag full of talent, yes.
The one thing about it, though, with Ryan O'Hearn is, you know, he's having a phenomenal season. We all know he's a good hitter. He's going to be 32 in July. And he's a free agent next year. So I don't know how much you can strong arm someone. You can probably get something nice, but I don't know how. I don't know if you're gonna get a king's ransom for a guy who's batting up. You could. I could push back on you and say, yeah, this is the best season of his life. I mean, that means that's who he is. And also, there's no contract for next year. He signed through the end of this year. Not making a ton of money. He's making 11.5 this year. Not making a ton of no. 2 years, $11.5 million contract. So he's not making 11.5 this year. He's making a little bit under six, which is great. But I just don't know if I don't know how much you're going to get in return for a guy who's having a career, 32-year-old having a career year on expiring contract.
We'll see, because I think you can make a good deal if you're good negotiator with people who are desperate for power. You know, you want somebody who's got it needs a bat, and you're in it. And you're missing that one piece. You can get, I'm not saying a king's ransom. You're not going to get, you know, you're not getting Scooble for him. But I mean, you can get some nice pieces, I think, for a guy playing this well right now. You know, he's been consistently hot since opening day. He's been good since April. Now we're in June. I think you get to get a decent deal for him, really. Because we did it with Andrew Miller. I mean, that year when they pick up Miller, I never like making deals for relief pitchers because they're so unpredictable year to year. But the Orioles did it because they thought they were going to, you know, they're going to be in it. So, I mean, I've seen teams do it, but we'll see. Depends where they are at the break.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You're missing out on something because you're not here. We have Miss Shirley's.
Oh, that's good for me to miss out.
No.
Yeah, this month for me is... Me and Robbie, no sugar, no carbs.
Oh, well, I'm David Dopka. I'm going to thank him right now. Thank you, David. Maybe you just came in with a bunch of breakfast sandwiches and stuff like that. This stuff is delicious. So it's good you're not here, then. You don't be tempted.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be tempted. I'd fail. I'd fall mightily.
Because as soon as this mic closes, as soon as the segment's over, I'm digging my teeth into one of these bagel sandwiches here.
Oh, man, Miss Shirley's just like, yeah, this was good that it happened today. Because I would be texting Robbie, I'm sorry, man. I fell. I think when you look at Ryan O'Hearn, you can get someone like a Keegan Aiken. A reliever.
Yeah.
Could help you out a little bit. I don't think you're going to get a starter. I don't think you're going to get a guy who's going to be a major league legitimate position player moving forward. You get a guy like Keegan Aiken and maybe somebody who's a mid-level prospect or a position player. I think that's the best you can get. I personally believe, and I hope they're listening to me, that Ryan O'Hearn is worth more keeping him and extending him than he is trading him. I think what you get by keeping Ryan O'Hearn is better than anything you can get in trading Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, I don't want to see him go because he's the combination of good player. I mean, we like him. He likes being here. And, like, when people want to be here and they're performing, I'm so reluctant to give them away, you know, because I don't know what you're going to get. You might get some pieces for him, but, like I say, you're not getting a king's ransom for him, so why not just keep him? Because he's valuable to this team.
Again, I don't know. This is how I do trades. And I know people, you know, you look at spending. Orioles don't have a big payroll. That's number one. They don't have a big payroll. I think Ryan O'Hearn, if this is a career year, let's say this is a career year and Ryan O'Hearn is not this guy. Since being with the Baltimore Orioles, this is who Ryan O'Hearn is. 285, 345 on base percentage, 464 slugging, and an 809 OPS. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Don't you need that guy?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay, so if I don't have to go out and try to get that guy in free agency, he's been with me now for, this is third year. I don't have to go shop the free agent market. I don't have to outbid someone. His guy wants to be here. To me, it's more valuable for a team that we know. This team is not this bad. So whatever happened this year, at the beginning of the year, this team is not this bad. Instead of trading Ryan O'Hearn and looking for Ryan O'Hearn again, how about just extend Ryan O'Hearn? Because I think this guy wants to be here so bad that he'll sign a 2 or 3 year extension. And I think he's worth it because I think he'll be that 809 OPS guy for the next 3 years. I do. I can't say that he'll be that 940 guy for the next 3 years because I don't, but I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ryan O'Hearn, since he's been here, was 801 last year, 761. That's what he was. He was 322, 334 on base percentage. He was 480, 430 slugging. So he's been consistent since he's been here, even though what we're seeing right now is otherworldly almost for him.
It is otherworldly. It's unusual because you look at his – you're right. His career wasn't this guy.
Yeah.
But he is now.
Okay, so
he's played well since he came to the O's, though, I got to say.
Let's say Ron O'Hearn falls back to the guy that's 289 and 801 OPS. Well, he falls back to that. He's still worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'll get anybody who's on that level, position player or pitcher, by trading Ryan O'Hearn. So for me, his greatest value is extending Ryan O'Hearn.
Well, actually, I hope they do. Honestly, I just think he's valuable here. I like him as a player. I think they need this guy. I'd love to see him come back.
Yeah, I want to see him stay. I mean, what? And on top of that, if you're a clubhouse guy and you're not producing, then I'm not going to sit here and say keep him. Like, I would love to see James McCann stayed because he was a clubhouse guy, but his numbers didn't back that up. So I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you're a clubhouse guy and you're productive like O'Hearn is, then I'm going to advocate for you to stay because not only are you a clubhouse guy, but you're also productive. Ron O'Hearn is a productive clubhouse guy. That, to me, matters. 410-583-1057. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945. But on the other side, Jim Traber joins us. Talk a little Oklahoma City Thunder up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live back at our home in Baltimore. I'm in Seattle, Washington, getting it done here. Orioles versus the Seattle Mariners. Game 3 of this series is this afternoon. Orioles are going for their second consecutive sweep. Later on, I'm glad they play this afternoon because that means I can get to watch the entire NBA Finals Game 1 in its entirety without interruption. Joining us right now from Sports Animal in Oklahoma City, former Oriole, our good friend Jim Traber. What's going on, Jimbo?
What's happening? I was just in Seattle, man. Just literally like this past weekend, I had my fifth granddaughter. My daughter lives up there, and I just had my fifth granddaughter.
Congratulations.
That's great,
man. Thank you very much.
That is great.
I'm getting old. That's what that means. I'm getting really old.
So. Five grandkids, man. Jeez, that's all right. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder is a team that right now they're the best team in the NBA. They've been the best team in the NBA all year long. You have SGA, who's arguably – top three players in the league. I don't think that's an argument. He is that guy. Where did this team come from? How did they get to this point of winning 68 games on a regular season and being so dominant like this?
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of luck here and there. As you know, everybody knows there's always some luck involved, but Sam Presti is absolutely amazing at evaluating talent. You know, it's interesting. The first time around with Westbrook and Durant and those guys, Sam Presti, he used to draft guys that had length and played defense and couldn't shoot. And he thought, well, we'll teach him to shoot. And you guys probably remember guys like Andre Robertson and guys like that. And he decided to change that to go get guys that can play defense but can shoot. And now they can really shoot the basketball. And then this SGA trade, look, nobody thought that he was going to be this good. There's no way that the Clippers would have ever traded him if they would have. And they gave up five first-round picks. One of those first-round picks is Chet Holmgren. Another one is J-Dub, Jalen Williams.
Right.
So it's just worked out beautifully the way the thing has come together. And then last year they lost to Dallas in the playoffs, and they saw that they had some problems. One of them was they weren't big enough, and the other one was that they were playing a guy who's a really good player in Giddey, but he was a detriment to their team because he couldn't play defense and he couldn't shoot. So they trade him for Caruso, who has been, just a machine when he's been healthy, especially defensively. And then they, give $30 million a year to Hartenstein, which we all thought was a little bit too much, but he's been the perfect guy inside. So it's come together beautifully. And then they have a really, really good coach. And I'm telling you, man, this defense that they play is for real. I mean, it's for real.
Yeah, it's real. I think the best defensive team against maybe one of the best offensive teams is going to be a great series. Although I'm a Knicks fan, so I'm pissed that they're not playing the Knicks, who wouldn't fare any better, though. I think OKC is just, head and shoulders a better team. But forget to ask you a question. What do you think about the Thibodeau firing after bringing them to the Eastern Conference Championship? Not unusual, but what do you think the team's going to be going forward?
You know what? I got to tell you something. I know it looks terrible as firing him like they did because they, you know, the best they've done in 25 years. But he reminds me a little bit of Buck Showalter, guys. And Buck is a friend of mine, so I'm not ripping on Buck.
Yep.
But Buck went to the Yankees and built up this younger team, and then they got tired of him, got rid of him, bring in Torrey. They win a championship.
Yep.
He goes to the Arizona Diamondbacks, young team. They get older, bring in a couple older players. They get a little bit tired of him. They get rid of him. They bring in Brentley. They win a championship. Then he goes to the Orioles. You guys remember? I think that after a while, I think Thibodeau he wears on the players a little bit, guys. I really do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dolan, who is a total idiot, we all agree with
God,
that.
He's awful.
Although I have been to the Sphere. I saw the Eagles in the Sphere, and I bow down to him for that thing. That thing is awesome in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a basketball team, he's a terrible owner. And he was in the players' interviews, and he listened to the players. And then right after that, he got rid of Thibodeau. So I don't know if he heard something or he didn't like that. You know, maybe the players told him or someone else that they weren't real happy with Thibodeau. We all know that he didn't play his bench enough, and that ended up hurting him a little bit at the end. So, look, I think it's weird to get rid of him, but I kind of see that there's a possibility that the reason why they did it.
I think me and Rob were all in agreement on that, actually. That's why I asked. Just curious what your opinion was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They're still going to be good next year.
Trabe, I don't think it's weird at all. During the regular season, I didn't think he was the guy. You said exactly what I thought about him all the entire time. He's the guy to get you to, but not necessarily got to get you through. I think he's an outstanding basketball coach, and I think the Buck Showalter thing is spot on.
Analogy.
I think Buck Showalter is an outstanding manager. I just don't think he's the guy that can get you over the top. Flip side, you have a phenomenal young basketball coach in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, this guy, he really is. He's like a clone of Sam Presti. You know, when Sam Presti does an exit interview at the end of the year, he talks for like an hour and 20 minutes, and you can't understand anything he says, guys. I mean, the guy, he uses words that, you know, I'm sorry. I went to 3 years of college. I didn't finish up. But I'll tell you this, man. I don't understand a lot of things he says. And they're just very analytical, and they figure out things all the way down to the very last detail. And it's unbelievable that Daigneault is exactly the same way. You know, and when they got him, I was on the radio going, man, I would go to Dallas and try to go see if you could get Carlisle from them. And I was thinking this team is, you know, getting close and they're, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they hire this guy. And I think, well, they went cheap. Well, they did go cheap, but this dude can really, really coach. And the players love him. I mean, they know exactly where he stands. You know, players, coaches, I can remember when I played, players, coaches are all well and good. But just because you like a coach doesn't mean the guy's doing a good job. And they like this guy, and he does a great job. So I'm telling you, this team's not going anywhere. They're not guaranteed to win this championship. I like what Indiana's doing. And, you know, there's a stat, fellas, that nobody talks about. From January 1st until now, Oklahoma City is the best team in the league. Indiana's number two. You know, Indiana started 6-16. And then from January 1st till now, 5 months, they've been the second best team in all of basketball. And we all thought, well, it's either going to be Cleveland or Boston. But this team has played tremendous basketball. So, you know, like you said, Ed, the number one offense against number one defense, I think the other side of the ball is going to be the side that probably decides the game. I think it's Oklahoma City's offense against Indiana's defense.
Yeah, it's funny, as we're talking about this, because we did a topic a couple of months ago on the best front offices in all the four majors, and I think OKC came out number one. And people always focus on the players, and they're very talented and very young, and the coach. I think Sam Presti, this guy's a visionary, because this doesn't happen by accident. You construct a team like this, and they're going to be good for a long time. He deserves tremendous credit.
No doubt. No, he won Executive of the Year this year. He does. They do an amazing job. Just some of the guys that they've drafted that, you know, I mean, look at Wiggins, your guy from the University of Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, what a nice player in the second round. you know, Isaiah Joe, the 76ers didn't want him. He ends up being a 40% three-point shooter. I mean, they've done, now they've had some luck. I mean, you know, Dort wasn't even drafted, you know, so, I mean, you know, anybody could have gotten him. Nobody knew that he was going to be this defensive machine that he is. So, yeah, there's some luck involved, but they're really good at evaluating, and they treat their players well. You know, guys, you know, we're the flagship station of the Thunder, mm-hmm. and do you know that not one player goes on with us? Not one. Never.
Really?
Coaches, never. No. They don't do it, man. They don't make their players do things, you know, and I think a lot of players like that, guys. Now, as far as we're concerned, it stinks. But, you know, that's the way they do it. That's the way they do it. They came from San Antonio. They do things the way San Antonio did them down in San Antonio. And now it's that way in Oklahoma City, and they're really, really good.
Jim Traber, sports animal, Oklahoma City, always good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you very much, and good luck in those finals because I don't like Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, there are not many people I'd wake up this early for to go on the radio, brother, but you're one of them. And I know you're on the West Coast. My gosh, dude, sun's not even up out there.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, Jim.
All right, fellas, thanks.
Thank you.
See
you. Jim Traber. Oh, I texted him. He said, so what time? I said, you let me know. We're wide open. He said, the later the better. I said, 9:30. He said, it's still 8:30 here. I said, that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
The best I can do, man. Joe Azzi Encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, Rutschman hits a home run, who's been under a lot of criticism this season. You know, it started last season, but it just continued this year. And now, you know, he gets not just another hit, but he, you know, hits a dinger. So pretty cool.
It is. Four hits so far in the first two games of this series. Lots of family and friends here to watch him play. I'm hoping at least if he's not behind the plate today, that he's at least DH. He's home. Yeah. He's home.
He is home. Right? What, did he go to Oregon State?
Went to Oregon State, yeah. And this was his – Seattle, he talks about it often, was considered like his home team.
Yeah.
So, you know, being here and you know, he talked about it last night, being on the East Coast, his guys – it's funny. He said, you know, some guys that went to high school, I haven't seen them in so long. It's been 6 or 7 years. I'm like, shut up.
That's right, yeah. 6 or 7 years.
Shut up.
It's not like, yeah, they went to high school and they were stockbrokers now. He means from high school. Like, yes.
And that's the encore for the day. 410-583-1057. Sorry, Ed, go ahead.
The encore brought to you by Lions Den. Embrace your curiosity, seriously, and put some passion and romance back in your love life with your whoever. Check them out. A bunch of locations in the Baltimore area. It's a great place. It really is.
I found out, you know, there are a lot of good people in this Odyssey company. I had an emergency. I had the Via Thailand box
equipment emergency, yep.
That, you know, did not work in my hotel room on Monday, and it was disastrous. I was like, man, they're going to make me fly back home. And when it worked, they let me do the phone the rest of the week. And I just showed up unannounced to the Odyssey station here in Seattle, and the guys here were just above and beyond, just helping me out. I thank you all for that, get me hooked up. It took an hour to figure out what was going on. So then, not wanting to rely on this box again, I went on yesterday and sent an email. Actually, I sent the text to Tom. Tom, do you know anybody over there in Sacramento? Tom said, oh, I do actually know somebody in Sacramento. And he gave me an email address. We started an email chain, and we got Charlie involved. And the guy said he's going to meet me tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. to make sure I'm hooked up and ready to go. I said, you know it's 2 a.m., like your time. He said, yeah, I know. I said, that's 2 a.m. He said, yeah, I'm well aware. I said, all right, you're coming? That's fine, but it's 2 a.m. And he said, no problem. So, and I thought to myself, that's the same thing Charlie did for Amy Lawrence a couple of years ago. There's some good guys.
They really
good
are.
Good men and women in this company. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, you got some Ravens breaking news?
This is down from Adam Schefter 17 minutes ago. The Ravens have signed wide receiver Rashad Bateman to a 3-year, $36.75 million contract extension that includes $20 million guaranteed.
Ooh. Didn't he just get an extension?
That was a new deal.
A new deal?
I don't know. I had to reread this, so I was like, is this old? Am I missing this? But no.
That's what I'm thinking.
He did, I think, last year, just to keep him with the team. I think this augments that. But I'm not exactly sure.
So the Ravens probably told him, look, you sign this now, we'll take care of you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, 100%. Yeah. He bet on himself, I guess, and it worked.
Sign this now, we'll take care of you again. Well, that's well. If he actually did that, then that means the faith that he have in the organization to keep the word.
Yeah.
Now, time for you to find out what we learned today. You just heard what Joe heard today. Hear what Ed learned today.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mentioned earlier that the Florida teams have been in the last 6 Stanley Cup finals. It's pretty impressive. The 3 with Tampa Bay Lightning, 3 with Florida Panthers now. And, you know, the Oilers came back last night. They really did something that hasn't been done this season. That's the first 2-goal lead that was the Panthers have blown this season. They were 31-0 before that. Pretty impressive. Once they get a lead during the regular season, no one caught them. And one thing I just got to mention, stroke of brilliance. I hope other companies follow this lead. There's a building in Manhattan called 11 Madison. It used to be the MetLife building, Metropolitan Life. To save energy, they actually freeze a half, how much is it, 500,000 pounds? the equivalent of three city buses full of ice every night is frozen, and they use it during the day. It melts and cools the building, like through the air conditioning, I guess. They do it this way because at night energy is cheaper and less stress on the grid because nobody's up. So blackouts usually occur during the day when it's hot and everybody's using electricity. If other buildings and other big, you know, companies would actually follow this lead, that could probably save a lot of problems and a lot of money and fewer blackouts and power outages, things like that. But what a stroke of brilliance. It's just freeze a ton of ice overnight.
Joe, you said you have more on the contract details?
Yeah, this is from Brian McFarland, friend of the program. It's a three-year extension on the remaining 2 years of his present deal. So he's under contract for a total over the next five at $47.5 million.
And it gives us some money up front.
Correct.
More money up front in his pocket. Yeah, all right. A couple of national days. Today is National Ketchup Day. The only thing ketchup is good for is French fries. Today is also National Start Over Day. Hey, man, things aren't going right in your life. It's okay to start over. National Veggie Burger Day. There's no use for that. National Moonshine Day. You like moonshine, Ed?
Not really. I find it very one of those really overrated things in life, nah.
Moonshine down south was lovely. I loved it. And today is also National Gingerbread Day. I love gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, ginger anything. Yeah. Raw ginger, ginger ale, gingerbread cookies.
Girl named Ginger.
Yes. Redheads. Yeah. Gingers.
I want to have the pettiness of one Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has a book coming out. He worked for the New England Patriots for 24 years.
I know what you're going to say.
And he did not mention Robert Kraft one time in that book.
He didn't.
I want that pettiness, Bill Belichick. Hey, it's my book. You ain't really that relevant to me, so I'm not putting it in there.
Well, the good news for you is you're a pitching wedge away, so I'm not really worried about that.
I want that guy. That is, hey, it's your book, man. Don't let anybody that you don't want in your autobiography or in your book be in your book. It's
so
all right.
He's the idol, not Aaron Rodgers for pettiness?
No, not my idol, because he's letting this girl run his life. That's not my idol.
Well, pettiness idol. I mean.
Oh, pettiness idol. Yeah, he could be that. And the reason why I brought that up, because today is Robert Kraft's 84th birthday. I wonder if Bill Belichick called him and wished him happy birthday. What do you think?
I don't know. That's a very odd relationship there. When I heard he didn't include him in the book, I'm like, huh. A quarter of your life, a third of his life, actually. I mean, you don't include the guy in your book. It's a little unusual and kind of obvious.
John Carlos turns 80 years old today. He was one of the young men in the Olympics to raise their fists during the national anthem.
1968 Olympics. The same Olympics, when they did that, George Foreman waved an American flag when he won in the ring. Very controversial.
And that's why George
Foreman
was not received well in this community for a little while.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Russ Ortiz, former pitcher. He pitched for the Orioles for a cup of coffee. He turns 51. And former football player Marquise Colston today turns 42. And today, Artie Donovan would have celebrated a birthday as well. So to all, we say happy birthday. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful. What day is it, Ed?
Friday, babe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.